3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. We are talking about single ladies tonight, but from a bit of a different perspective. A new book says declining marriage rates among women are less about the institution of marriage and more about the choices available to women. That book is titled All the Single Ladies, Unmarried Women, and the Rise of an Independent Nation. It's a book by Rebecca Traister. Now, she was not available for this program, but we do have our own single ladies to tackle this issue tonight. Dr. Jerry Dyson, she's been on the program before. She's a physician, but she's also the author of An Apple a Day Keeps the Drama Away. And Jerry Cohen, yeah, we have another Jerry here, also known as Sister Celibacy. She is on a celibate journey. We're going to talk about how that affects her singleness. If you want to get in on this conversation, give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. You can also follow me on my new Facebook fan page at facebook.com/HaroldFisherWHUR or Twitter at DailyDrumWHUR. Single ladies, thank you for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Harold.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, so I want to talk a little bit about some of the information that is coming out of this book. The author has done a little bit of research, and she says that according to the U.S. Census, for the first time ever, single adult women outnumber married adult women in the U.S. And she also says that the choice not to marry isn't necessarily a conscious rejection of marriage. She did a survey, some 100 women between the ages of 18 and 29 that are unmarried and asked whether or not they believe it is a choice, 80% said it is. Doc.
Yes.
Right or wrong?
I don't know if it's a right or wrong, but I do know that when I was looking over Rebecca's book and just some facts that she shared, we have to factor in times have changed over the period, okay? So initially, if you go in the past, they were more dependent on men for sustainability, for economic empowerment, for just a number of things. And with women becoming more independent, having their own jobs, making their own income, I think they're less likely to just choose somebody for protection purposes. Kind of like you go from the house to, okay, now I'm in marriage. It's like no in between. There was no single period, if you think about it, in the past. And so now women have the option to make decisions on their own of if they want to be coupled up with somebody, if they want to confine themselves to marriage. It doesn't mean that just because you wait that you're opposing marriage in general. Just that I want to make sure that the marriage that I have is the best marriage. That's when I talk to most of my friends. Now, the thing that's amazing to me is that she looked at women 18 to 29.
Yeah.
Yeah, what about the people over 30?
Exactly. Or the people over 40. Like in my case, over 40. Women
you're
in
over
their 50s. Yeah, I am.
You don't look.
Okay,
she looks
good.
Fabulous.
So we're going to go with 26 today. I change my number every week.
So you are in this number now.
Yeah. I'm in the number now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, Jerry, what impact has this journey of celibacy had on you? I mean, you didn't just decide to just cut it off, did you? I mean, there was a reason.
No,
this,
there was a reason. A lot of bad dates, a lot of premature sexual relationships that I was going through, just letting guys hit it, thinking that would be the band-aid to get me the ring.
Mm-hmm.
And it definitely wasn't. So I had to take time just for me to get to know myself and fall in love fall in love with myself again because there was no love there. Mm-hmm. Anytime you just let a dude hit it, you meet somebody at a club and then you going home with him, that's a problem within you that you got to check. So I had to check myself.
Mm-hmm. And when you talk about celibacy, let's make sure we have the right definition. Right. You're talking about nothing with anybody else, no do-it-yourself, no nothing.
Nothing. No lustful activity or thoughts.
Lustful. Okay, now you said lustful activity. Is this a faith journey?
Yes, this is a faith-based journey for me.
Okay. How are you dealing with the singleness? Are you enjoying it? Is it a trial? Is it difficult?
It can be a trial just because most of my friends, they're either engaged or married, and I'm always the third leg. So it doesn't help that I'm not trying to meet their friends because their man's friend is sexually active. And then here's this celibate girl. A lot of men don't want to date a celibate woman. So it makes it difficult for me. So I stay alone a lot.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Talking about singleness versus marriage and whether or not some women are happy just being single. Roberta, calling from Northeast D.C. Roberta, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
I would say being single has its benefits as well as its challenges. When I listen to some of my friends talk about their marriages and the complications, at 39, I get to back and be like, thank God I'm single. Mm-hmm. But then there are times when I look at my own life, I thank God that I've been able to achieve a lot of the things I'd like to achieve. I would like to have a family, but I know I don't want the drama. So it's kind of like, okay, what will you tolerate and what won't you tolerate? I have a relatively great amount of peace in my life. There's the freedom of going and coming when I want to, either married. Some of that may have to change. So I have a chance to wrestle with what do I really want and why do I want it? How would I like to have it? Whereas when I look back at my life, had I gotten married in my 20s, I think by now I probably would have been divorced because I've changed a lot. So for me, singleness isn't a bad thing, but sometimes I do want the relationship.
You know, Roberta, it's interesting if I could kind of sum it up. And correct me if I'm wrong, but you say, you know, hey, there's nothing wrong with the possibilities of being married, but you also sound like you don't want to be bothered. And I think, and there's nothing. Okay, yeah, thank you. I got it. Ding, ding, ding for me. Okay, Roberta, thank you. I appreciate it. Okay, so, Doc, here's the thing. I know a lot of guys, I know we're talking about the ladies tonight, but I think a lot of guys also say that the idea of marriage may be great, but the reality of it may be like Roberta's saying, I don't want to be bothered.
Right. And for people who have had independent lives and they've been on their own, it is a life adjustment. It is work. It is two people with two different perspectives, two different upbringings coming together. And initially, when you're talking, if you're in a relationship and you're talking about marriage and being married is two different things. Because at the beginning, just like a job interview, I'm giving you my best. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you what I think you want to hear. And I may not be as honest as I need to be because my whole thing is I want you to be my suitor. I want you to be my mate. I want you to be my lifetime partner. So sometimes we don't reveal our true selves when we are dating.
Yeah,
so
totally
when
agree.
They do get married, it's like, who are you? This is not who I was when we were dating.
Married a stranger.
And so it is a testament to being yourself and being honest with who you are and you working on yourself and your singleness. So some women, and I know we said you asked about men, but for women and men, you have to use that singleness to maximize your time to perfect yourself, not to become perfect, but to really work on your issues, work on a number of things.
But real quick, Jerry, you're in this celibacy journey, you're working on yourself. How much working are you going to do?
I have a lot of work to do.
Okay, and that's the point, because there are some women that are, quote-unquote, working on themselves, and in 10 years, they're still working on themselves, and they get into their 30s or they get into their 40s, and they're kind of looking around, and they want to be, you know, married. How much, is there a point at which you need to question the work that you're doing, or are you pointing to maybe other issues?
I don't feel like you need to question the work you're doing. I feel mm-hmm. like you need to believe in the work that you're doing. I was that girl who faked it for the first 90 days. I wouldn't use the bathroom in front of you. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't do a lot of things in mm-hmm. front of you. So I had to acknowledge that, girl, for the first 90 to even 6 months, you're fake. Hmm. You're faking these relationships. And I had to become one with that, because it's like you can't lie in a relationship. You need to be yourself coming in. A lot of people are just faking out here. I call it fluff dating. It's a lot of fluffing going on out here.
Tasty calling from...
I know, I like that name.
I was trying not to go in there. Tasty calling from Waldorf. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi. Hello, Harold and the ladies there.
Hi, how are you?
I'm listening because you're making fun of my name, Harold?
Absolutely, but go right ahead.
I love it.
Well, I am also one of those celibate sisters as a result of my faith, but I do appreciate the comments on being single. However, I'm not celibate because I'm working on myself. Actually, I have not been married, and I am, well, you know, probably in my early 50s, but I look like I'm 42, but a sister looks like she's 40.
Do you have a... But here's the question, Tasty.
I had a comment, and I wanted
okay,
to
well, go ahead, real quick.
The comment is that I think there are a lot of options out here, but for me, you know, being single, I'm enjoying being single, and there are times that I do, you know, want to be in a relationship. But like you said, there are just so many people that aren't just being real. I just finished a book called The Perfect Clue. Follow the clue before you say you do, because it's just so much you got to get through with people, and nobody feel like all of that. And I've come to a point, sex is overrated. You don't need the sex.
Well, let me stop you there, because that was my point, because this certainly, you know, while celibacy and sexuality is a part of the conversation, this really is a conversation about singleness versus marriage, and you don't have to be single even if you're celibate.
Right.
You can still have a mate. You can have a boyfriend. So my question to you is, do you?
Do I have a boyfriend?
Mm-hmm.
No, the person got to really turn me on. I haven't found that person.
Okay.
You got to really turn me on. I mean, then you see people, the guys, tell me this, girl, why do men stare at you but they never say nothing?
That's another show. But...
That's my take. I want to know that part from a man perspective. They just stare at you, but they never say hello. They never introduce themselves, but they're staring at you like they just want to chew you up.
Yeah, maybe you have toilet paper on the bottom of your shoe. But
I doubt that. Well, that's something else.
It's quite possible, Tasty. But thank you so much for your phone call.
And I wanted to comment to what Tasty said about men staring and not approaching women. Sometimes we have to be honest with ourselves, and I'm not saying this is Tasty scenario, but some women are not approachable. Mm-hmm. They may have scowls on their face. Their body language is like, you know,
don't come over here.
Do not come over here. Do not say anything
way.
To me. And so when women have to take ownership of the way we bring ourselves in an environment, men aren't approaching you sometimes because you're giving off an array of stay away from me. Mm-hmm. But then internally we say we want to be connected with somebody, but everything in your energy is saying get away from me. So that's part of the work that I was talking about earlier that we need to, you know, focus in on.
Well, talking about work, we have more to do on this program. If you are on the phone, that includes Aaliyah calling from Prince George's County, Karima calling from Northeast D.C., please stay on the line. I promise you will be able to hear the program. We will take your calls even after 7:30. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Talking about single and happy. Are they really single and happy, or are they just resigned to the fact that they may never find the mate that they want? We're talking about it. Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. We'll be back in just a few moments.
The Howard University Radio Network is WHUR 96.3 FM, WHUR World 96.3 HD2, student-run WHBC HD3, GlassHouseRadio.com, SiriusXM Channel 142, HBCU and SiriusXM Channel 141, HUR Voices, Washington.